KZSU broadcast. And now, on with the show. Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. And today I'm honored to be here with my distinguished guest, Dr. Ramsey Salty, full-time lecturer and faculty member here at Stanford since 1997, 98, right? Hang on 1 second, Ramsey. Let me fix that mic up for you. Welcome to KZSU.
Thank you, Bird.
It's very nice to have you here. And who was that we just played for the folks?
Well, that was the divine Fairuz. Her name is just Fairuz, but to me she's divine because she represents my favorite all-time artist from Lebanon and from the Middle East. She is the number one selling singer of all time from the Middle East, and she remains around today, touring, and she's been around from the 30s till currently. So you can imagine she's eternal in age.
It's kind of the theme of your show today, isn't it? Middle Eastern music?
That's what I thought I would do, but not the kind of Middle Eastern music you'd expect to hear, but rather something a little more contemporary with a little bit more fusion between Western and Eastern beats.
And you were born in Lebanon. You've been in America for a long time.
Indeed.
But your first love love sounds like it's that music from the Middle East, that contemporary music, huh?
Well, I grew up listening to the music of Fayrouz, so this is back in the late 60s, early 70s. There isn't a Lebanese person alive, Bird, who doesn't have a memory that's associated with Fayrouz. So the song I just played should reach every Lebanese, well, every listener's heart, really.
Well, how old is this woman?
We never ask a lady's age, but this woman is eternal.
She's not in the room, no. So it's okay.
You know, one of my students once asked me, well, how old is this lady that you like so much, Fayrouz? I said, well, how old is the moon? How old is the sun?
She's as old as that?
No, she's eternal, Bird.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just trying to get a feel for it.
Oh, Bird.
This is going to be a good hour.
I hope so.
Definitely. We're going to get into the particulars of, what you did and how you got here and schooling and your duties here at Stanford at the bottom of the hour. We want to play as much music as we can for the folks, though. And you've brought a real array, like you were talking about, of this wonderful music of the Middle East. What do you have coming up next for the folks?
Well, I thought we'd move from Lebanon to Egypt and to the king of Arabic pop. His name is Amr Diab. He's been around for a couple of decades, too. He has this wonderful fusion of Spanish and Egyptian music, and this romantic song from the year 2000 is called Tamalli Ma'ak, which in English translation is Always With You, and it's the kind of song that you really want to kick back, enjoy, and think about your loved one as you listen to.
Let's check it out.
All right, Bird.
Yeah.
here today with Dr. Ramsey Salty from the United... Well, originally born in Lebanon, but living here so long. You're now a citizen, aren't you?
I am a proud U.S. citizen.
It's probably been a long time, right?
Absolutely. I've been voting in every election since the 90s.
Oh, good for you. Yes. Not that it counts for anything, but...
Oh, well, yeah. I pretend...
No, that's just a joke.
I like to pretend it does.
Yeah, actually, I vote, and it does count for something. We're just still trying to figure out what it is. But anyway, that was beautiful.
Thank you. I knew you would like it because I don't know if you guys know Bird. He's one classy guy, and when he heard Amrit Diab, you should have seen him swaying to the music.
Well, remember, the show's not about me. It's about you and your music.
Okay? Oh, well, thank you, Bert, for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. And you're busy. You're teaching this quarter?
I am. I'm teaching three classes in intermediate Arabic, and we have got over 100 students in Arabic at Stanford this quarter.
Now, what kind of kids take Arabic? Is it all walks of life?
It is all walks of life, and that's what's wonderful. You walk into the class, and you have kids of Arab origin, and you have kids who are Muslim and Christians and Jews, and everybody's together in one class, and
you get white kids in there wanting to learn Arabic.
I think, well, you know, for the obvious reasons, we're invested in the Middle East right now, and not too many people speak the language of the Middle East, so I'm not sure how comfortable.
You think some of these kids are going out for that?
Well, these kids are amazing kids. They're looking to learn about the culture. They're learning about the language very quickly, and they go on to do amazing things. I've been here for 13 years, and some of my kids have gone on to teach at Harvard. Hmm. Some of them are working for the United Nations.
Wow.
And they always seem to have an agenda of peace and reconciliation and trying to bridge the gap between
good for
East
them.
And West.
Do you have any vets in the class?
Any vets?
Any kids that have gone in the military to the Middle East, come back, and decided they wanted to learn about that culture they were in?
That's a really good question. Not really. What I did is, because of the Iraq War and all that, mm-hmm. I had kids who were going to the army, and they took Arabic before going.
Wow.
And some of them have kept in touch with me and said, wow, your classes really helped us get around the streets, because we knew how to say the basic things, sort of survival Arabic.
That's great.
But I really haven't had kids who had come back. It would be very interesting to see what their impression was of the language and the culture after they came back.
Sure would.
Of course.
What do we got up next?
Well, we have Nancy Azram for you next, and I figured since we played the king of Arabic pop, Amr Diab from Egypt, we need to play the queen of Arabic pop. That's Nancy Azram, a song called Ihsas Jadid from 2006, and she, of course, is from Lebanon.
All right. Here's Nancy.
Thank you.
قلبك بيزيد بتحسه كل ما بتطلع فيه انك عطول في مشغول كتير بتشتاق لي وبتموت علي احساس جديد قلبك بيزيد بتحسه كل ما بتطلع فيه انك عطول في مشغول كتير بتشتاق لي وبتموت علي انا ما بديت عيونك مجنون بيعز عليك ترف بعينيك تمرق شي لحظة بتشوف عيوني انا ما
Man, that was beautiful, man. That girl can sing. That was Nancy. She's Lebanese. And she, Nancy, how do you pronounce her last name?
Well, it begins with the letter A-N, which you guys don't have in English. So her last name is Nancy Ajram. Can you say that, Bird?
Ajram.
Ooh, somebody got an A in Arabic.
You told me I was going to be speaking Arabic when I got out of class today, right?
I just didn't know you would be that talented.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. Shukran.
So, Nancy, that she looks good, too, because she brought the album cover.
Yeah, she's easy on the eyes. I think that's why my students like it when I play a Nancy video. I'll only play it if they did well on the homework or on the quiz. Otherwise, there's no Nancy for them.
Oh, man. We're here with Ramsey Salty, doctor and full-time lecturer. Well, Dr. Ramsey Salty is a full-time lecturer and faculty member in comparative literature, Arabic, English, and French.
Yes, that's my doctorate is in comparative literature, and I'm working for the Stanford Language Center for the African and Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures Department.
Have you were you approached since we became more involved in the Middle East in the last 10 years, since 2003? Have you been approached? I mean, have your services been...
Courted?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, I think a lot of PhDs in Arabic around all kinds of universities and colleges around the country have had that call. I'm very happy to contribute, but not in that way. I mean, I'm an academic and I have a doctorate in comparative literature.
So you turned it down.
Arabic. So I turned it down very politely, but I'm producing high-quality kids who understand the region, who speak the language, and hopefully will contribute towards bringing peace to the region and reconciliation between the East and the West.
Good for you. And in the next half hour, we're going to get into the new Beirut. Apparently, it's back.
It is back.
We'll talk about that.
You are hip.
Who's coming up?
Rashid Taha from Algeria. He is French-Algerian, and his song Ya Rayeh was the number one song throughout the 90s. It's sung in the Algerian dialect with a little bit of French influence on there.
Very cool. Let's check it out here on this Middle Eastern special. It's the, we'll just call it the Middle Eastern lunch special. It's almost like we're having a nice plate of falafel.
Yes, with hummus and baba ganoush.
There you go. Now you, and that's real big at the farmers markets now, too. People are just eating that up.
Yeah, you finally discovered the wonders from the Arab world.
Folks are bringing it up. There's a lot of Middle Eastern folks who are showing up and teaching us.
Really?
Yeah, they're bringing it to the farmers markets. Right. There's two or three hummus companies.
Wow.
And they're bringing all the stuff with it and the baba ganoush. And I do farmers markets. It's not about me now, but there's a Afghan folks that have come by. And, boy, we're just getting great stuff at the farmers markets.
Yeah, and it's very healthy for you, too. It's all vegetarian, hummus and baba ganoush and falafel. Great
there
way
you
to
go.
Get your protein and not have to overconsume meat.
We're talking to Dr. Ramsey Salty. He's a full-time lecturer here at Stanford, faculty member. You got your doctorate in comparative literature in Arabic, English, and French. You were born in Lebanon. You came here when you were 17, which was a few years ago.
Yes.
Not too many.
Thank you so much. I really needed that one, Bird.
You studied at Santa Clara University. You got a BA there. And then you went on, and this is rare, you went on to UC Riverside, and you got your master's and your PhD at the same college.
Yes, I got hooked to Riverside. I just couldn't leave, so I figured I might as well do something with my time down there.
And isn't that pretty rare to, or so you get your master's, isn't it pretty rare to stay at the same place and get a PhD?
It is pretty rare, but with comparative literature, you know, it's not the kind of major that you can find at any university. UC Riverside has a pretty good comparative literature department.
Oh, they do.
And once I started working there, I started publishing. My first book came out somewhere around 95. And so I wanted to be near L.A. I was doing a lot of promotions and things were working out. So it was a good time in L.A. But the second I got my doctorate, my PhD, I mean, literally within a week, I was in contact with Stanford and I started here in 98, end of 97.
Hmm.
So I'm a little older than I appear.
Well, don't give it away now.
Well, thank you.
Now, you mentioned your first book, and I'm sorry, I'm going to plead ignorance on this one, but I kind of do this show on purpose like a listener, like an ignorant listener, like we've never met, I don't know you, so I can be like the curious cat and ask all the questions that listeners would. How many books do you have out to date?
Well, no, I mean, I said my first book. I probably should have said my first and only book, because it was a collection of short stories that I published in English called The Native Informant and Other Stories. The book is sold on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Stanford Bookstore. And it's a collection of short stories that are very personal to me, because when I came to America, people would always ask me, you know, do you guys live in a tent? Does your father, you know, did you get to school on a camel?
Yeah, and, I knew that camel was going to come up somewhere.
And the harem thing with all the, you know, the wives. So it was a very sort of exotic orientalist fantasy that was kind of, you know, pretty on paper. But I figured somebody needs to sort of tell them what the real life's about. So I wrote this very sort of realistic book about my experiences as a Lebanese citizen, or not citizen, but as a Lebanese person who was born in Lebanon and lived in Jordan and then came to America, in an attempt to kind of show that, you know, there are some similarities and there are certainly some differences that need to be addressed when you're talking about a discourse that centers on East and West.
Did you speak English when you got here?
I spoke very, very bad English. And everybody called me Abdullah. I guess these days they're calling them Osama, but I'll just stick to Abdullah. It's better. And but I picked up English pretty quickly, because being in the dorms at Santa Clara University, I quickly learned the hip lingo and what to say and what not to say. And you know, but this would need another show, Bird, because to tell you about my experiences and the misunderstandings that would happen when I thought I was giving somebody a compliment, and they, you know,
that could be a book.
That could be,
or a movie,
encyclopedia.
It should probably be a book, Harold and Kumar, Escape from Santa Clara University.
Oh, yeah.
Graduate from Santa Clara University.
Copyright that one, Bird.
Yeah, there you go. Once again, speaking to Dr. Ramsey Salty today, he's spending the hour with us, and I want to thank you for your time, because I know teaching, you got to be busy, right?
Well, we are busy, and we're very blessed to have such great kids in the Arabic program, in the classes these days. I'm teaching three courses in intermediate Arabic, and I have 30 kids in intermediate Arabic alone. Hmm. We also have many, many, many more in beginning Arabic and advanced classes. So the number of students in Arabic classes keeps growing.
So it's like three times a week you do this?
No, daily. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Three classes every day?
Three classes, Monday through Friday.
Oh, dude, so you got class today?
I do have class today, not between 12 and 1. I'm here, but as soon as I'm done with this, I'm running to class and asking the kids what they thought of the show. Hopefully some of them have tuned in.
If they want to pass the class,
absolutely.
Right?
I mean, it's on the syllabus. You want to pass, you'll listen to my radio show, or don't bother coming to class at all.
Well, it's going to be podcast later on, so... that can be a course requirement too.
Absolutely.
You better go and listen to my show, and you better know what I played on there.
I'm such an egocentric person. I mean, I need my ego, you know, attended to at all times, Bert.
Now, are you also involved in the PhD program too? Do you have one of those student slaves that will do anything for you?
No, but I do have a wonderful sort of unofficial TA. His name is Eric, and he's actually going to be at the class, because I'm going to be a few minutes late getting to class.
Oh,
today.
So he'll start it for you?
And guess what he's playing for the students as they await my arrival?
What?
None other than Nancy Hazram Bird.
Really?
So she's on the radio. She's in the classroom. Nancy Hazram is everywhere.
But they're not going to get the video unless they've read the material, right?
Well, yeah, no. Come on. We're not going to spoil them. We don't just give out Nancy videos for anything.
There you go. Dr. Ramsey Salty. Did you ever think when you were a kid, on your way to America, that you'd ever be referred to as a doctor?
No, and the name Dr. Salty to me sounds like a cartoon character or something. I mean, come on, Dr. Salty, what's that?
You know. Now, if I said that, my producer would smack me in the back of the head, but I'm glad it was
you. Well, you know, I said it for you, Bird.
I wasn't thinking that, though.
Well, you know, all right, I'll believe you.
Thank you. So let's get on, because you brought some great music, and we want to make sure we get it all in.
Well, actually, the next singer really is one of the most amazing singers. She sings with a guitar, very acoustic. Her name is Saad Massi. She comes from Algeria, and she is just one amazing singer with a voice like I've never heard in my life. The song is called Rawi. And it's very, very peaceful and very romantic. So you really have to you know, absorb. So Odmasi to understand what she's about. Some people are calling her the next Fairuz. I don't know if I'd go as far as that, but I'd like to hear your opinion about her after
Let's
you
check it out. Out.
Thank you.
بيك تكون رواية حكي لي على ناس زمان حكي لي على ألف ليلة وليلة ولا لونجة بنت الغولة ولا ولد السلطان حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية أحكي وانسى باللي احنا كبار في بالك اللي رانا صغار ونمنو كل حكاية حكينا على الجنة حكينا على النار ولا الطير اللي عمره ما طار فهمنا معنى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية حكي يا راوي كي ما حكاو لك ما تزيد ما تنقص من عندك قالي شفا ولا بالك حكي ونسينا مهاد زمان خلينا في كان يا ما كان في كان يا ما كان حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية
Here with Dr. Ramsey Salty, and no, it doesn't sound like a cartoon character.
Thank you.
You're going to get me in trouble with my producer now.
My self-esteem is going through the roof.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And your students better have the radio show on right now. As a matter of fact, if there's any students out there that are in Dr. Salty's class, the phone number here is 723-9010. We want to hear from you.
Oh, no. I just emailed them about 10 minutes ago, so I'm hoping they're, you know.
You should have texted them, you know.
Yeah,
or tweet. Do you tweet?
Do I tweet?
You don't tweet.
I don't even know how to say that in Arabic.
There is no word for it in Arabic.
There is no word in Arabic for tweet.
It's like when Taco Bell invented the chalupa, Latinos looked around and went, that's not one of our words. They came up with that in marketing. America has a funny way of doing that. Anyway.
So what did you think of Saad?
That was beautiful.
Wasn't she?
Man, she's amazing. She's kind of like a folk artist.
Exactly.
Kind of like a Joan Baez or a, you know, modern, you know, Joan's like the elder stateswoman now, but...
No, no, but you nailed it on the head. I think she is the Joan Baez of Arabic music.
There you go.
And if you like her music, check out her album Rawi and her second album Deb, which also is an amazing, amazing album.
Dude, you ever think of getting a radio show? You're a natural.
Well, thank you, sir.
Because that's what DJs do. DJs, they say if you play it, say it. That's the rule. And you just did it. You let the listener know where it came from. That, and a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Well, that's very nice of you, Bert. I don't know if my head's going to fit through your door when I leave. I came in, you know, thinking I'm Dr. Salty cartoon character. I'm leaving like I'm Mr., you know, Nobel Prize winner.
You'll be fine. We'll figure out some way to deflate it before you attempt to leave the room.
But I figured, Bert, maybe we should, you know, liven things up a bit here because I try to be hip, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that this next artist, Damit Husni, from Egypt, is one of the coolest, apparently the hippest artists around. And guess who enabled me to discover Damit Husni?
Who?
One of my students came up to me and said, you always play Nancy Ajram and you play, Amr Diab. How come you never play Damit Husni? And I said, oh my gosh, I don't know who Damit. I thought I was hip.
Hey.
So, of course, I Googled Damit Husni and found out he is currently the reigning king in Egypt and the Arab world in terms of music. It's very lively music. That student's name may be, I should mention on the air since he discovered.
Give it a shout.
His name is Julian and he is in intermediate Arabic. I hope he is listening because the next song is for him and for all the intermediate Arabic students in my classes. It's called Ya Bint El A. It's from 2007 and Damit Husni is from Egypt.
شفت وعشت وإيه جربت أكتر من اللي نفسي فيه جيتي أنت بسرعة يا بنت الإيه ببساطة كده قلبي قدرت عقلي على قد ما شفت وعشت وإيه جربت أكتر من اللي نفسي فيه جيتي أنت بسرعة يا بنت كده قلبي قدرت عقلي بحبك بحبك ودايب فيكي وبحلف من اللي نادي عيش انا ليكي بحبك بحبك ودايب فيكي وبحلف من اللي نادي عيش انا ليكي بحبك بحبك ودايب فيكي وبحلف من اللي نادي عيش انا ليكي بحبك ودايب فيكي
Well, la 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 la.
See, I knew you would be jamming to the tune.
Do you get a chance to go back there very often?
Well, Lebanon.
To Lebanon or the Middle East? And
yeah, I mean, I try to go back as much as I can, but Lebanon.
Was that like once a year or something for vacation?
I wish. It's just so expensive to get there.
See?
But I did. I was there 2 years ago because my brother had a baby boy. And not to depress anybody, but my father passed away the same year that my brother had a baby. So
isn't that interesting?
It was such a cycle of life. It was such an emotional year for my family. And I'm very happy to say that I am the proud godfather of this baby. And his name is Lil Munir. And I'm hoping that he and his dad and my mom, who live in Jordan in the Middle East, are listening, or at least will listen to the podcast. And I want to say a quick hello, marhaba. I miss you guys very much. And you guys should see Bird. He is the nicest guy here.
No,
when you come to visit
America. It's not about me, man.
Well, you're a little too modest, Bird, sometimes.
No.
But anyway, I wanted to
say hello. That's the other part of your DJ training. Remember, if you're doing a show, it's never about you. It's just like being a journalist. If you become the story, then. But anyway, I digress. We got to be more about the music. Who's coming up next?
Well, I wanted just to play something very experimental for you. This is a group. Now, guess what their name is, Bird? You'll never guess.
Let's see. Soap Kills?
Oh, my Lord. You are hip. You're up to. This is amazing. This is, you know, cutting edge Arabic music.
I got a feeling it's not hard to pass your class.
Oh, well, you know. No, you have to work hard for them. You need to know who Soap Kills is, and what a name for a group. But I mean, it's indicative of the kind of music they play. It's very experimental music. In Arabic, the name of the group is Asabun Yaqtul, which literally means soap kills.
Is that girl in the band?
And the girl and the guy are in the band.
I like the girl.
She looks not bad at all, and neither is her voice. You're going to really enjoy their music. They have a very specific kind of sound, and they represent the new kind of wave in Arabic music, contemporary Arabic music from Lebanon and from Egypt. And it's very sort of Western versus Eastern beats at the same time. I think you're going to find this really interesting, Bert. And the other thing is their CD was very difficult to find. So I want to say thank you to my cousin Rowan, who went to Lebanon a couple of years ago and brought me the CD. And
wow.
I have the original in front of me. This is very hard to find, but I do believe they are on iTunes. So if anybody's interested.
Perfect. What's the name of the song?
The name of the song I'm going to play is Ahwak, and it was originally recorded by Feyruz. This is the remake of Ahwak as recorded by Soap Kills.
Perfect.
Ahwak, ahwak, ahwak.
And back now with Dr. Ramsey Salty. This show is the lunch special. It's heard every Monday from noon to one with a different Stanford personality. Sometimes it's a professor. We've had the cops on here. We had the Stanford cops on. We've had the mayor of Palo Alto Menlo Park. Nice. I enjoy this show very much, and you've been one of the more lively guests I've had.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you were saying personalities. I was saying, I bet I'm the first, cartoon character you've had on here.
You're not a cartoon character.
Well,
you're a full-time lecturer here at Stanford now. Well, would your students say that?
I'm not sure if
they better not if they want to get a passing grade.
And if they want to say it, they better say it in Arabic.
That's right.
Right.
And you need to go see that movie, too, Body of Lies. But we'll talk about that off mic. If folks want to get a hold of you about your work, your studies, your music, where you like to go dance, how could they do that?
Well, that's a really good question. Let's see. I'm always happy to talk.
Can they email you?
Yes, of course. I'm at the Stanford WHO. You can find me on there. You can email me, and my contact information's on there. And I also I'm happy to respond by email to anybody who's interested in Arabic music. I can give you advice on what, once I understand what your taste is, I can kind of recommend artists and tell you who to stay away from at the same time.
Very cool.
Dr.
Ramsey Salty, the guru of Middle Eastern music. You need to get a show down here, man. 1 hour a week.
I am telling you.
How would that be? 1 hour a week.
You
come on and go, it's Dr. Salty again.
To think about, how playing this gorgeous music to people who are listening willingly. So my students, I sometimes wonder, are they really enjoying the song, or is it because the teacher's playing it? But they seem to love it. And I think if you don't in the beginning, by the end of, the second year Arabic, if you're not a Nancy Azram freak, then something's severely wrong with you.
Does your grade reflect it?
I mean, it's just a difficult question to answer, Bird, because how can you get a good grade in Arabic if you don't like Nancy Azram?
Or
Fairuz.
There you go.
But the last track that I had planned for us.
Just before you go into
of course.
Every time I have a professor here or a doctor such as yourself, if I have a minute, I like to just pick their brain about their particular subject. You teach comparative literature in Arabic, English, and French. You're from Lebanon. what would you say to the people listening right now, mostly in America, that could help them understand that culture that they might not understand in a minute?
Wow, that's such a
I know it's a deep question.
It's such an important question.
Is there anything just off the top of your head you could say?
Well, I think that, basically to go against the stereotype. I mean, I would be kidding you if I said that I was very comfortable with the way the media has been portraying the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very difficult for Arab Americans to look at the way we're projected on the screen, whether it's in Hollywood movies or on the television screen.
In the media,
the lack of representation of Arab American characters in Hollywood is very disturbing, because the only time you do see an Arab character or an Arab American character, they're holding a bomb, they're blowing up a plane. And so you can't really blame the mainstream for thinking that all Arabs are this way.
Yeah.
And I happen to come from a Christian family, and mm-hmm. We're a minority there, but we coexist with, our Muslim friends and our Jewish friends, and we don't have any kind of discrimination based on that.
So they even intermarry too, don't they?
Well, yes. I mean, that becomes a little bit more of a legal issue, and that's being debated. But the idea is that, the Middle East needs to open up to the West just as much as the West needs to open up to the Middle East.
We did mention Beirut, and just briefly, you mentioned out in the hallway before the show, Beirut is back.
Well,
they're saying that Beirut is the new... is what it used to be?
Or? Oh, yes. Glitzy Beirut is back. I mean, if you...
The discos are going again?
This is USA Today this week. They had a whole cover on Beirut, and apparently Glitzy Beirut is back. So if anybody wants to really party Middle Eastern style, you go to Beirut.
I'll meet you in Beirut.
I'll meet you in Beirut. Let's go right after the show.
That's a song. Dr. Ramsey Salty, I want to thank you so much for your time. I know you got to rush off to class. What is the last song we're going to play?
Well, I figured we'd leave you with a singer from Syria. Syria. Her name is Asala, and she has an amazing voice. It's the kind of voice that you hear and you get shivers and you get goosebumps, and you don't even have to understand what she's saying to understand that she is talking about love and devotion. The song's name is Hayati, which translated into English is My Life, and it's the story of a woman, a Syrian woman, who has been through a lot, survived, and is singing about it. Asala and Hayati was released in 2006, and the album has the same title.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for your time.
Shukran, bird. And that's thank you in Arabic. Shukran, shukran, shukran.
Thank you very much. And you have a great day. And tell your friends to come and be on the show, too. But you come back, too, okay?
Absolutely. Bird, you've been wonderful. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
إني بعيش من غير ما أفكر في حاجة ما تهمنيش حياتي أجمل ما فيها إني بعيش من غير ما أفكر في حاجة ما تهمنيش